Good morning. Amos chapter 8, verse 1. Thus the Lord showed me, behold, a basket of summer fruit. Where do you stand on these 6 points? Let's raise our hand if you agree with them. God is the almighty creator of the universe, still ruling it. Jesus Christ is true God, true man, who lived without sin. Satan is real. Salvation is a free gift you cannot earn. How about a Christian has a calling to share faith in Christ with others? Or the Bible determines absolute truth for us. It is accurate in all of its teachings. Well, I think everyone agreed on those things. That's good. But did you know that in the general population in America, only 4% agree with those 6 statements? And even if you limit it to just Protestant churches, you know, that's like Evangelical, Baptist, Lutheran, it's still only 7%. Why such a tiny remnant? It's the same effect as the exclamation of our text. Behold a basket of summer fruit. What's the point? Well, what's happening to a basket of summer fruit? It's deteriorating, isn't it? Very quickly, the fruit flies are gathering. You know, as long as the fruit is on the tree, the grower can expect that it might be improving in quality. But the moment it's picked, decay and deterioration is inevitable. And so the Lord is pointing out to people that when we are picked, when we are separated from Him as our vine, decay and rottenness is inevitable. The Lord is warning Israel that they had been picked, were rotting, deteriorating. Now, Israel claimed that they were connected to the Lord. They didn't externally really look like they were rotting. In fact, at this point in their history, they look very lustrous. The greatest prosperity, the greatest power and pleasures that the nation had had for 200 years. And so they threw Amos's words in his face. How can we be a basket of summer fruit? We have the temple, we have the prophets, we have priests. And yet those were only weasel words. A weasel likes to find eggs, suck the life right out of them. Weasel words suck the life out of repentant faith. How about you and me? Have we thought in terms of such weasel words that they had just used? You know, maybe thinking, hey, we're members of the Orthodox Church. We go to church, we pray, it's okay with us. And yet it's not church that saves us, but Christ. It's not prayer that brings us to God, but forgiveness through His holy, precious blood. Whenever we rely on such externals to make an excuse for daily repentance, they are nothing but weasel words that are sucking the juice, the life, out of repentant faith. We're told about a second such weasel word that they were using, saying, peace, peace to those who were sinning. We know God is love, they argued. So as long as you're sincere, it won't matter. He won't send people to hell. He won't punish you if you do your best. And so they argue God wants us to be positive, to receive these people and get rid of all this negativity of sin and judgment. It just pushes people away. Those are words we still hear today, aren't they? But if God doesn't punish sin, why did He declare to us in Galatians 3 that we are under the curse? And why then would Jesus have become a curse for us? And so you see, those weasel words are sucking the juice, the life, right out of repentant faith. We're told of a third such weasel word that they were using. Well, as long as we are prospering, God must be happy with us. We've heard that today. We see people acting that way, don't we? As long as we're prospering, politicians can get reelected no matter how many lies they've told. As long as we're prospering, we don't bother with the people that may not be prospering. As long as we're prospering, we assume, I'm okay. God must be happy with me. But what does God say to that weasel word? Behold, a basket of summer fruit. So what about those statements do you agree with? Do you agree also with this analysis then by God? I am summer fruit. By nature, decaying and rotting. Not as many agree with that, huh? Do you agree that though we are rotting in our sinfulness, Jesus takes us, though we've been picked by nature, and attaches us to His vine, cleanses us of that rottenness, and keeps us in the vine unto everlasting life? Then hold on to that faith, and don't let the weasel words turn you away. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 226, stanzas 3 and 8.